Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word! Come on, y'all, let's rock up.
Take it over, radio frequency. Miss J in the morning.
Just like I was watching. Hey, Mr. DJ, just the track and won't you turn.
it's Ms. J in the morning, and you have tuned in to one of the best morning shows in the world. We are live worldwide right now on blogtalkradio.com. I am so excited because today's show we have a special guest, none other than the one and only Brooklyn J, international pop star, is live right here with me. We got him coming up real soon, new music, new tour, talking about everything, the tea, honey, on how you get to the top. Internationally known choreographer, internationally acclaimed pop star, and yes, a close friend of mine. I'm going to brag about him all day today. We're going to listen to his music. We're going to have some great grooves, starting the show off the right way. Miss Janet Jackson, Miss Jackson, if you're nasty, burn it up right here on Miss J in the morning. You know how I start every show by saying thank you to everyone who tunes in, all of you who continue to support me Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I wouldn't be able to do it if it wasn't for you. Those of you who are listening, you've logged on to blogtalkradio.com/MsJInTheMorning. I want you to get on Facebook, on Twitter, on Periscope, on Instagram. Tell everybody to tune in. No matter how you do it, make sure you get connected today. Today's show is one that you don't want to miss. You don't want to miss any of the shows. You can also call in and listen live by dialing 646-716-8230. We're going to talk to Brooklyn J, exclusive stuff right here on the show. This story will inspire you to get up and get out. Those of you who are aspiring to get into the entertainment industry, those of you who are looking to travel overseas, those of you who are looking to expand your gifts and your talents in entertainment, this is a person who has done it and is doing it. So you want to make sure to stay connected. Great music coming up today. Of course, we have the Ms. J area code check-in later on where you can rep your city. So those of you who are up, make sure you call in, have all your friends call in and say, hey, Brooklyn J is with Ms. J on Ms. J in the morning, right here where we OD on positivity, getting you started on the right way Monday through Friday every single day. I don't want to wait any longer. I want to bring them up. Good morning, sir. How are you today? It's Brooklyn J. Welcome to Ms. J in the morning.
What's up?
What's up? That's what I like. Up early and ready. Are you ready today?
You know I'm ready.
I love it. I want to first thank you. I want to make sure that I don't just get to the business part and say thank you for your time. Thank you for saying yes. And thank you for opening up to our listeners. We are live in 11 different countries, and I am so thankful for you for sharing your gifts, sharing your talents, and sharing your time. But I want to get right into it and start asking you some questions. Now, I do know the Brooklyn J personally. Yes, Ms. J is up with the celebrities, so I'm going to go ahead and brag to the world and say, yes, I knew him when. Coming from humble beginnings, I want you to share with our listeners, how did you even get started? Was this something that you always knew that you had inside of you, being a pop star, a performer, or a dancer, or was this something that you were taught or came about to be later in life?
Well, I started at a really young age. As you know, I've been doing this since we were in middle school. I think even elementary. I was out there dancing and all that stuff. But I kind of knew at a young age, and once I got into middle school, I really started to like just the entertainment business and just the whole aspect of it being, known nationwide and internationally. I don't know, it was just something in me that just had that drive to actually do something like this. And so when I got into high school, a lot of boys didn't dance or whatever. It just wasn't that type of party. And I just know that it was hard to get into that being in high school, but I started with Stick With It. I don't know if you guys know Stick With It, but Stick With It was one of the number one dance groups in Stockton, California.
Yeah,
remember Stick With It? We used to go hard, go hard or go home. But that was actually created by Antoine Miller and Carolyn Gillard. And so I jumped into that, and I think that's where it really, really sparked a hunger for me for the entertainment business.
Amazing. Now, those of you who don't know, Brooklyn J and I are from Northern California, representing NorCal out there, the West Coast in America. What? And Sick With It was a phenomenal dance group that started back in the 90s, early 2000s, while we were coming up in high school, a group of phenomenal dancers, entertainers that took not only the state but the nation by storm. I mean, it was like as soon as it hit the scene, they were all over the place doing some crazy, amazing things in dance and choreography. I had the esteemed honor of not only knowing Brooklyn J and Sick With It, but my own personal brother, Locke Lyon. Those of you who know me know that I always rep my brother, was also a part of Sick With It. And it's amazing to see how that group has grown and gone on to do some awesome things. I want you to share, how does it feel to be out in the entertainment industry, out in L.A., in these major cities, in New York, overseas, places people dream about visiting, and being able to share the stage with some folks that you grew up with? How does that feel?
It actually feels amazing. It was a lot of hard work. Like, I've gotten a lot of no's. I've gotten a lot of, you ain't good. Try something else. Maybe this isn't for you. You know, it was a struggle. I mean, it wasn't easy. I did move out to L.A. off of $1,800. That's all I had to move out to L.A. And got an apartment, and that lasted for maybe a couple of months. And the person I came out with, we actually split up, and I was homeless for a while. And not a lot of people know that, because it's not something that I was happy about at the time. But I was homeless for about, I would say, 7 to 8 months, living in parks and under people's cars and in laundromats. I would go to people's apartments to check their laundry room to see if it was open, because that was like the warmest place to, you know, sleep at night. But it was hard. So being that I'm here, I'm in the entertainment business, it's a blessing, because this is something I've always dreamed of. And, you know, growing up, looking at, you know, watching stars and, you know, the singers, and now I'm like actually working with them. It's I have to pinch myself every day, because I just don't believe it's real. Like, I still to this day, you know, can't believe who I've worked with, how much I've inspired people. It's just a blessing.
That's an amazing, just to start there, a lot of people, I always say, get caught up in what they see now and ignore or tend to forget the struggle or the hard times that it took for a person or an artist to get to where they are. And for you to start with only $1,800, I know some people saying that's a lot of money. Click, honey, that $1,800. You might as well say you had no money. Just let people know you had no money. $1,800
exactly.
To start a life. Exactly. And to be able to be strong enough to be able to share something so deep and something so real about your beginnings, I want you to share a little bit more about those no's and finding your voice and your sound and how you persevered through those moments where you were getting no's and getting turned down and going through your homelessness. I want you to go a little bit more about your drive. What kept you going?
You know, I travel around the world and I teach, you know, I do choreography. So I go to a lot of studios, and I tell my students all the time that there's a fire inside of you. If you want something, that fire will stay lit. And for me, being homeless and sleeping in parks, like, I still had that fire. I still had that drive. If I would have went home, I don't think I would be where I am today. So I think that fire kept me going, kept me on the streets, kept me positive, because I was positive. It was a sad moment, but I was still hungry, and I was still taking classes because I had friends who were choreographers that I could take free classes. And one day I remember catching a bus, and I got off the bus, and this guy walked up to me and said, you look like you should be on TV. Do you want to do extra work? So I was like, sure, I'll do extra work, you know. And extra work is just when you go to on a set and you're in the background.
Right.
So I started doing, like, one-on-one with, you know, Kyla Pratt and, you know, a little bit here on that show and then a little bit on Girlfriends. And I started saving all the checks that I was getting from doing the background work. And I remember saving all my checks. I was getting ready to start a new beginning and cash out the checks, get an apartment, actually, you know, do stuff that I wanted to do, and I had lost all the money.
Oh, wow.
I went to a gas station to change my clothes. That way I looked decent enough to go apply for an apartment that I was getting applied for. And I had all the money in my pocket and completely, I guess it fell out my my pants in the gas station. And when I got to the place, I didn't have any money. So that kind of kept me back, and it killed me. I was ready to give up, but I did not. I just kind of stayed with friends. And then I remember Shane Sparks. I don't know if you guys know Shane Sparks, but he is an amazing, amazing choreographer, amazing mm-hmm. good friend of mine who's in the industry. He's done, you know, so many artists. He gave me my first job in L.A. Going on tour with a pop artist named Angel Faith. And he called me one day and said, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm not doing too much. And let alone did he not know that I was homeless. He said, do you want to go on tour? And instantly I said yes. He said, pack whatever you have. We're going to fly you out to Atlanta tonight. And from Atlanta, once you get to Atlanta, you're going to learn a whole hour show. And the next day, you will have to perform that whole hour show. So that's what I did. I jumped on a plane, went straight to Atlanta, went straight to rehearsal in the lobby of the hotel, learned a whole hour show. And I think from that point on, my career started in L.A.
Oh, wow. I need you to stop right there. Those of you who are listening, I want you to make sure that you're staying focused on how Brooklyn continued to go on. Those of you who listened to the show before, you understand, number one, positivity, OD on positivity, and making sure that your circle is echoing what you believe in yourself. Brooklyn had people around him, not only that who did what he was doing, other choreographers, other people that can feed into him, other people that can share in his gifts and his talents, but he also had people that were supporting him and speaking positive things to him. I want to make sure to take time to get people to understand that a lot of times the struggle in your success is not because you don't know people that can help you to get where you need to go, but because the people that you do know that can do it won't do it. And I want to acknowledge that there's a lot of times that your struggle is because you're depending on people who don't want to see you succeed. So I want to make sure that we give Shane Sparks a shout-out. Thank you, Shane.
That's right. What up, Shane?
Shout-out to you, bro, for helping and for taking that time to see someone's potential. Not only see it, but acknowledge it and take a chance on it and say, I see you, I want you, and then go a step further and give him an opportunity to work in a professional setting. They are thousands upon thousands of artists in Los Angeles. They either fly to Los Angeles, California, or they fly somewhere in New York, in America, aspiring to do something amazing. Even Atlanta is booming in the entertainment industry, and there are so many people that share your story as far as being homeless, concealing the truths about their struggles. And to have the opportunity or have someone to give them the opportunity to show their craft, show what they've been working for, show what they've been striving for, what they've been dreaming to do is an amazing thing in and of itself. Now, we're going to get back to Brooklyn J, and we're going to get back to his story. We're not going to go too deep. You don't have to worry about putting your floaties on. We're going to have some good time, but I want to give y'all a little taste of who Brooklyn is on stage. Now, the choreography, you got to make sure to follow him. He's going to give you information on how to hook up with him on social media, how to find out when he's going to be in your city, how to get him to your city, how to get to him and learn some of his moves. Ms. J going to share my little experience. I didn't know that Ms. J had danced with Brooklyn J.
You got it.
So we're going to get into some music. You guys don't go nowhere. Now, this is an original by Brooklyn J. Now, this is one of my tracks. Y'all know I'm a Brooklyn J fan. This is Breathe, airing right here on Ms. J in the Morning. Go ahead and take a breath, but we're going to get to dancing. Y'all don't go nowhere. It's Ms. J in the Morning. Brooklyn J Live.
Right.
We'll be right back after this.
DJ, don't fight it. When I'm in the deep control, when it's deep down in my soul, in the middle on the dance floor, turn around, girl, what you think I came here for? Can't stop, won't stop, cloud nine, I'm awake to the top. Don't turn it back now, too far from the ground, don't look down, just breathe.
BlogTalkRadio.com with special guest Brooklyn J, international choreographer and pop star. Yes, right here. That was his original Breathe, one of my favorite tracks. That track gets me going. If you have not been to a Brooklyn J show or even seen a clip of his show, you know that energy is none other. That music is the epitome of the energy of this man on stage. I want to get a little bit more into your choreography. Those of you who are might be, you know, have lived under a rock and don't know what that means, Brooklyn J is a dancer. he gets down not only with the vocals but with his body. I want you to get a little bit more into what do you mean by the people that you work with? How did you get into choreographing or putting pieces together, dance pieces for other artists? How did you get started in that?
Well, it kind of goes back to, you know, Shane giving me that job on that tour. After a while, I started coming up with some ideas on that tour, to you know, and I approached the artist, Angel Faith. And she kind of let, you know, trusted me to start choreographing some of her shows. From there, that tour was over. I think we were on tour for about 2 years. I get back, and there's a dance studio out in North Hollywood. Shout out to Millennium Dance Complex off of Lancashire. I've been dancing there ever since I moved to L.A. So I kept going to Millennium, taking these classes, and I kept asking the manager of Millennium, Jen, shout out to Jen, to give me an opportunity to teach. And she kept saying, well, you don't have that many people under your belt, you know, you don't have really too much on your resume. So I kept taking classes and different choreographers and all that stuff. And so finally one day I asked her to let me teach a class, and she said the same thing, but somehow she called me back and said, you can sub. We need a sub. So I put together this routine. I remember my first class, I think it was to, like, Justin Timberlake's Cry Me a River. And,
oh, wow.
And just invited everybody I knew in L.A. to come take my class. And the class ended up being packed, jam-packed. And I taught this routine to all these kids and students who came to the class I was subbing, and kind of blew everybody away. That from that moment, it was when, like, my classes started. Like, Jen was very impressed with how many people showed up, so she gave me another opportunity to sub, and then my classes just kept getting packed and packed, and so finally she offered me a spot at Millennium Mondays and Wednesdays, 7 to 8:30, which I still have now to this day. So that was like years ago. You know what I'm saying? I started teaching, and I'm still there at Millennium. And from there, my classes just—they were like, I hate to say it—they were, you know, like the bomb. and I
don't be shy, honey. Let them know you was breaking it down for them. They could not get enough of Brooklyn. Yes, let them know.
Yeah, it was. It was crazy. And then all, you know, Millennium is a studio where kids from all different types of, you know, genres and dance and countries, they all come to Millennium to train. If it's during the winter or the spring or the summer, like, Millennium is just internationally known. And so that's how I started to become internationally known, because I was, you know, teaching the classes, kids from different countries were taking my classes. I was doing YouTube videos, and my stuff just blew up. Like, blew up. And
wow.
Yeah. And I think,
you know,
from there,
That's amazing. I want to give a shout out to Millennium Dance Complex. But before you go forward on working at Millennium, I want to share a little tidbit. Like, before I said, before the music, Ms. J had a chance to dance. I can actually put that on the resume and say that I danced with Brooklyn back in the day. Now,
that's right.
Let them know. Y'all know I'm embarrassed myself now. Y'all know Miss Jane can't move a lick, but I tried. I did try. And one thing that I admired about you, this was in high school, and only very few people know about this. I remember my brother, shout out to Lock Lion out there. He's a great supporter of Miss J in the Morning. I know he's listening, who's an amazing choreographer as well. But one thing I do remember about Brooklyn is that he was one of the few.
Please be nice.
I'll be nice. It was one of the few that gave everybody an opportunity, regardless of if he believed that you could fit into what he was trying to do, whether he believed you had the skills or the talent. He was patient, took the time, and even though he knew at that time Ms. J was not called to be a dancer, he stuck with me. He worked with me. I remember after school at Edison High School. Shout out to E-House, all the Vikings.
Shout out E-House.
Edison High School I believe it was Ms. Cortez's class, in the science classroom.
Yep.
Now, this classroom had big science tables. We had small space, a boom box for those of you back in the day, and a borrowed camcorder from the video department to record his moves in there working it out.
Oh, my God. I don't even remember.
I remember, I will never forget, and I remember Brooklyn kept saying, Jake, come to the front, come to the front. I was like, no, I'm going to stay in the back. And he said, well, he said, if you're going to stay in the back, you will still need to be seen. And I never told you this, but that really did change my life and made a difference in me in entertainment and in the gifts that I have and the talents that I have. There are a lot of people out there that feel because they're in the back, they are not valuable, because they're put off to the side, because they just have extra work that they can't make it. But no matter what your position is, you can still be seen. So I want to take this moment to say thank you, Brooklyn J, for believing in Ms. J. way back then,
really,
and even saying something encouraging. I mean, before you even made it to where you are now, you still had the character. You still had the drive to be where you are. And it is not a surprise that people believed in you and gave you the opportunity. Now, back to Millennium Dance Complex and your YouTube videos. With social media growing as fast as it is and as great as it is, there's Periscope, there's Snapchat, there's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. MySpace tried to do it again, but I don't think they're coming back the way they used to be. there's YouTube and all that. How did social media, or what role did social media play in your success?
Well, I used to teach. I wasn't very big on YouTube at the time, you know, because YouTube, I think, only been around for a couple of years. And so I really didn't know too much about it, but I remember I was teaching a girl who wanted to dance. Her name was Amanda Lopez, and we would meet every Tuesday for me to give her private. And after me teaching her this routine, we would go over it, and then she would have her godfather come in and film. So once she filmed, she went home, and she put a little video together, and she started throwing it up on YouTube. So from there, we did a video every Tuesday. It built her followers. Like overnight, she had so many followers. So we kept doing a video every Tuesday. As soon as you know it, we had like 50 to 60,000 viewers watching the videos that I was choreographing. So
wow.
Then I picked up on that, and I started filming my class. And then my viewers went up. And people from Japan and Tokyo and, you know, London and Paris, and they all knew who Brooklyn J was.
Wow. Well, we want to say thank you, Miss Amanda Lopez.
That's right. Thank you, man.
Yes.
Thank you
for help.
And you guys can also check out my YouTube page at Brooklyn J Dance Studio. There's so many on there. Of people posting videos in my classes. So just type in, go to youtube.com and type in Brooklyn J, and then everything will pop up. You cannot miss it.
Definitely. And we're going to get more into that in a little bit, but I want to get more into your music. So everyone who's listening, we still have more time in the show. Make sure you get on social media. Make sure you text everybody and tell them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/ Ms. J in the Morning. We are live with Brooklyn J right here worldwide.
That's right.
Those of you who are going to call in, make sure you dial 646 646- 716-8230. We got the Ms. J area code check-in. That's your opportunity to rep your city. So those of you who are calling in, I'm going to go ahead and continue to make a fool of myself. But y'all love it, so I'm going to keep it going. But speaking of love, we're going to get into some more Brooklyn J music. So if you're looking for a little morning workout, I need you to get on up. We're premiering Brooklyn J's originals right here on Miss J in the Morning. You guys don't go anywhere. Here's to all the candy girls out there. It's Brooklyn J. Miss J in the Morning.
Lick, lick, lollipop. Can you make that booty drop? You're my candy girl. How many flavors do you really got? Sweet one, sour one, gumdrops. Get it? You're my candy girl. Win, win. Can I hit it?
Excuse me, miss. Can I get your name? I got a sweet tooth. You feel my pain. I'm really digging the feeling your sweet sexy style. Ay, shorty, holla at me for a while. I'm the shh up in this bitch. Forget the mother cats, sour patch kids. I'm a sweetheart, ready to explode. I'm like pop rocks, sugar overload. Can I peek inside your candy jar? You wanna hop in my ride? We can go somewhere far. You wanna take me to your candy shop so I can see all the sweet things you can really do to me? Can I peek inside your candy jar? You wanna hop in my ride? We can go somewhere far. You wanna take me to your candy shop so I can see all the sweet things you can really do to me?
Can you make that booty drop? You're my candy girl. How many flavors do you really got? Sweet one, sour one, gumdrops. Get it? You're my candy girl. Win, win. Can I hit it? Lick, lick, lollipop. Can you make that booty drop? You're my candy girl. How many flavors do you really got? Sweet one, sour one, gumdrops. Get it? You're my candy girl. Win, win. Can I hit it?
Lemon drops. Sour apple rain, you're my tootsie pop, sugar candy cane, a jolly rancher on a good day. Hey shorty, bring that lollipop this way. Can I taste your lips? Are you feeling me? I like a chocolate girl, will you let me see? I need to sample you, what you wanna do? Don't tease, girl, I like M&M's too. Melt in my mouth, not in my hand. Candy coated love, don't you understand? Can you see all the things that you do to me? Open shop, girl, I'm going on the candy spree. Melt in my mouth, not in my hand. Candy coated love, don't you understand? Can you see all the things that you do to me? Open shop, girl, I'm going on the candy spree.
Lick, lick, lollipop, can you make that booty drop? You're my candy girl. How many flavors do you really got? Sweet one, sour one, gumdrops. Get it? You're my candy girl. Win, win, can I hit it? Lick, lick, lollipop, can you make that booty drop? You're my candy girl. How many flavors do you really got? Sweet one, sour one, gumdrops. Get it?
I'm sweet like sugar, sour apple candy rain. My lips like ice on a minty candy cane. I taste like Skittles' favorite color, purple red. And I'm hot like a jawbreaker, make you sweat in bed.
You got me on one, got me feeling your style. When I lick my lips from tasting you, you got me saying wow. Addicted to your lips like a fecky loves cake. And I can't get enough, how much more can I take?
You got a sweet tooth, I'll let you lick on the raptor. I like it real smooth and speed it up fast. I know you like this shit, got me feeling your style. Take you back to the candy shop, I'll make you say ow.
Hey shorty, take it slow, got me ready to explode. Gimme, gimme, gimme more, girl, take it to the flow. I like it when you take your hips, then you bring it down low. Bounce, bounce with me, candy girl, here we go. Candy girl, candy girl, candy girl, candy girl, candy girl, candy girl, candy, candy, yeah.
Lick, lick, lollipop, can you make that booty drop? You're my candy girl. How many flavors do you really got? Sweet one, sour one, gumdrops. Get it? You're my candy girl. Win, win, can I hit it? Lick, lick, lollipop, can you make that booty drop? You're my candy girl. How many flavors do you really got? Sweet one, sour one, gumdrops. Get it? You're my candy girl. Win, win, can I hit it? Lick, lick.
Hey, what's up? It's your boy Rod X out of Atlanta, and you're listening to Miss J in the Morning.
Patty cake, 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 baby, 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 good man.
Patty cake, patty cake, baby, good man. Shake that ass as fast as you can. Get it.
Patty cake, baker man.
Shake, shake it, ass girl.
Don't just stand. I'm a wild one, and I wanna be your man. I make it clap, clap, clap. Clap on my hands, make it jiggle, make you do a dance. I bent over, got the man all up in the trance. Now baby, work. Let me see you twerk. Dip it down low, turn around and let me see that smirk. Looking like Halle Berry. So shake, 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 girl. Let's get married. I'm feeling what you're feeling. If I'm feeling's not an issue. You got me feeling like I miss you. Now twerk, now work, now twerk, now shake it up, shake it up, shake it up, shake it up.
Patty cake, baked goods, man. Shake that ass as fast as you can.
Get it,
woo,
I got it,
yeah.
Get it,
woo,
I got it.
Patty cake, patty cake, baked goods, man. Shake that ass as fast as you can.
Now twerk, now work, now twerk, now work.
Twerk, 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 everybody on the flow. Put your hands in the air till you can't twerk no more. Throw it up against the wall and clap it down real slow. Take your hips to the 808 and show me what you really know. Want this moment to last forever. You gave me fever, girl, and I know it's not the weather. So take a step back, think about it, make it last. I think I wanna see that ass. Backing it up, popping it low, taking it back, taking it slow. Making me sweat, loving you more. Giving it good, don't you know. Living it up, can't take no more. Feeling so good, incredible, I'm in the days. Oh no, you got me good, I can't let go.
Now twerk, now work, now twerk, now shake it up, shake it up, shake it up, shake it up.
Patty cake, baked goods, man. Shake that ass as fast as you can.
Get it,
woo,
I got it,
yeah.
Get it,
woo,
I got it.
Patty cake, baked goods, man. Shake that ass as fast as you can.
Now twerk, now work, now twerk, now work.
Two patty cake, four. Am I seeing double vision, or there's really, really more? Did I die and go to heaven? Do I really see cake, cake, cake? So excited like a kid in a candy store. Everywhere I turn, all I see is
ass.
Good God Almighty, when you pass, help me, Rhonda. It's an anaconda. You got me speechless. When you shake, I think I'll call you peaches. Pull out all night till the sun comes up. You ain't playing. I think I'll give you two thumbs up. Did you take it there? Yes, I think you took it there. We can take it anywhere with that ass, I swear.
Patty cake, baked goods, man. Shake that ass as fast as you can.
Get it,
woo,
I got it,
yeah.
Get it,
woo,
I got it.
Patty cake, baked goods, man. Shake that ass as fast as you can.
Now twerk, now work, now twerk, now work.
Patty cake, baked goods, man. Shake that ass as fast as you can.
Get it,
woo,
I got it,
yeah.
Get it,
woo,
I got it.
Woo! Okay, so good morning. It's Miss J in the Morning. That's Brooklyn J. Patty cake. Patty cake. Now, I'm tired because, you know, you have a choreographer being a pop star. That music is going to keep you moving and keep you dancing. You want me to twerk and work?
That's
too much. Right before that, Candy Girl, all the sweetness out there. We love you all. Thank you so much, everyone who's tuned in. We still have a little bit more show, so don't give up. But before we get back into Brooklyn J and all the greatness that is going on in his life, I want to make sure to keep the show going and make sure that I do the Miss J Challenge. Now, you guys thought that I forgot. Every day here on the show, we do the Miss J Challenge. This show is where we OD on positivity. We want to make sure to empower you and to get you moving and forward in the things that you deserve in life. The only way that you can do that is making sure that you have a choice or make a choice to have positive thoughts, positive minds, and positive speech. The Miss J Challenge is a simple quote, and it states, no matter what anyone says about me, No matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way, no matter why you tuned in, whether it was for Brooklyn J, and we know that's why we're listening today, to continue to support Ms. J. It wasn't an accident. There are no accidents. There are no coincidences. And on this show, I don't want you just to be entertained. I want you to be inspired. I want you to be empowered to take control of the choices that you have in life. Nothing comes easy. Brooklyn J has told you numerous times that if it wasn't for the people that he had around him, not only that, but also his drive and positive thinking, he would not be where he is. So I want everybody to repeat after me, no matter what anyone says about me,
no matter what
anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. It's just that simple. Those of you who listen to the show know that I always say it takes 21 consecutive days to develop a new habit. So why not develop a habit of positivity? Now, sometimes it might take you 21 times in one day for 21 days to get it right. But remind yourself, you deserve the life that you are aspiring to have. Now, we're going to get back into Mr. Brooklyn J getting this twerking and working with Patty Cake. I want to talk about your music and your sound. It really is an international sound, and I want you to really get transparent and real about how you found your sound. How did you get to the point to where you said, you know what, this is it, this is me, because you truly don't sound like any other.
You know, it was a struggle, because when I first started to do music, I joined several boy bands, and, you know, we were trying to be R&B, we were trying to be this, we were trying to be that, and, you know, when you're in a group, and I'm not saying all groups are like this, but sometimes you get into a group where everybody wants to be the lead, or everybody wants to be the star. Not only that, they don't want to put in the work, so the groups that I was going in, it just dwindled because everybody had different priorities. Not, you know, maybe two wanted to rehearse and the two others didn't. You know, everybody just had their own lives going on. So I decided to just go solo. And with the money that I had, I would go to different studios and try to record. And, you know, it was hard to find my sound because, you know, to be honest, in the USA, there's not a lot of boy artists who, you know, how can I say this? Like, for me, I'm very fun. I'm very out there, you know. So when I travel to the Europe or, you know, overseas in China, or I can get away with wearing a little bit of eyeliner and dyeing my hair a different color, and, you know, my shows are just high energy. They're fun. We got bright colors on. You know, there's dancing. I have, you know, four dancers, and we just go hard. Now, they love that over there in the overseas. I mean, they go, as you saw some of my videos that, you know, you've seen, they go, the fans go crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And here, I have to be more swagged. I have to be more... You know, all the boy artists I feel out here, they have to be more swag. They have to sound great for the ladies and all that stuff. And that's all great, but that's not who I am, you know. I like to get people up and grooving, and, you know, I like to kind of be out there. So it was kind of hard to find my sound at first, until one day I just woke up and was like, you know what, I'm just going to be me. I just got to do it for myself. I can't, and I think that's the reason why I'm not signed to a record label. I'm just doing it on my own with my team around me, who's helping me push my music and helping me get on tours and all that stuff. I think we just all decided that this is who I am, this is what people love, so I might as well keep it. And I grew into my sound and fell in love with my sound, and then we just decided to just, this is where we want to go, this is the route we want to go.
And look how far you have come. It's amazing.
It's,
you know,
tough.
I can talk all day. This is amazing, and I'm so glad that you're being transparent, you're being open, and sharing the truth about your story. It's not all about the shooting stars, the ones who got to the top really quick in one way. It's about the ones who struggled, who tried different things, who consider themselves failures at one time, that are right. able to sustain where they are. So I want you to, in these last few minutes, speak to the artists out there, speak to the Brooklyn Jays that are out there that have yet to be discovered. What inspiration do you have for them, or words of wisdom do you have for those who are homeless, who are getting no's, who only have one class and an opportunity to prove themselves? What would Brooklyn Jay say to them?
You know, I say this every day, and I feel like I've said this every day from the time I started. It's either you go hard or you go home.
That's right.
And, you know, in this industry, you have a couple of shots, but, you know, to make a really big difference in somebody's life, you have that one shot. And I always tell my students when I'm teaching class and there's some kids in the back, mm-hmm. who are afraid to come to the front or are fiend, I always tell everybody, you don't want to miss that boat of opportunity, that boat of success. You don't want to miss that boat, because somebody next to you is going to jump on that boat, and you're going to say, you don't want to get to a certain age where you say, shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've seen it happen. I've there was a point in time where I said, shoulda, woulda, coulda. So you have to go hard and go home. Stay positive, because you're going to hear a lot of no's. No matter what you do, you're going to hear no. But there's going to be that one yes that will open the doors for everything you want to do. And once that one yes comes, take the next yes and take the next. I mean, it's just like a roll-off. Once you replace all the negative people in your life with positive people, that people that have drive, that people that have the same interest in you and about making money. And I mean, it's really not about the money, but you need money to make it in this business as well.
So, oh, yes.
Yeah, you have to have money. So I say stay focused and stay on the right path. And if you have a passion for anything you want to do, a writer, a dancer, a doctor, you have to give 200%, because if you don't, then it's tough.
Most definitely. I want to say thank you. I'm kind of heartbroken because we're coming to the end of the show and I got some more Brooklyn Jay music I want to share. I know I'm going to have to beg you to come back for part two a little later. Definitely, but you know what? I wanted to take the time to always do the Ms. J area code check-in. I want to give a shout-out to everyone who has called in. The switchboard is lighting up. Those of you who have listened to the show, you know this is a time where I make a fool of myself, but it's fun, and we love doing it. So I want to get in every single area code that called in to support Brooklyn J. So right here on Ms. J in the morning, this is the time I get to show my little MC skills.
That's right.
We're going to do... said, uh-oh. We're going to do the Ms. J area code check-in. Those of you who are calling in, you called 646-716-8230. So shouts out to all of you who've called in. We're going to go from the top with area code 305-818-773-238-830-716-702-678-447-218-347-209-757-202-323-226-818-313-718-313-770. I think I already said you. 864-703-213. I did it all, y'all. I got it in. Whew. Okay, I'm tired. I need some water. Oh, and a cold compress, Jesus. Thank you, everyone.
I might need to put my record.
That's right. Ms. J area code check-in going to be featured on the next Brooklyn J project. I appreciate it. Those of you who are calling in around the world, those of you who are listening by logging on, those of you who missed the live recording but who are listening to the archive, I appreciate you. Don't worry, those of you who want to listen to it again, if you want to make sure to replay this, share it on social media. The shows are immediately archived right after our live recording. So you can log on to blogtalkradio.com/MizJInTheMorning. That's M-I-Z-J in the morning. And you can download it as an MP3 for free, so you can add it to your Brooklyn J collection. You can say you got an exclusive interview, a live interview of Brooklyn J. You can post it on Facebook. You can email it. Whatever you want to do, make sure you do so. But before we get into the last song of the day by Brooklyn J, Brooklyn, I want you to share with your listeners, how do we keep in contact with you? You have tours coming up. You have all this stuff going on. How do we keep in contact other than YouTube?
You can follow me on Facebook at The Brooklyn J, or also my Twitter, my Instagram, my Snapchat, and my YouTube at The Brooklyn J. I'm also dropping a website this week, a brand new website where you can follow me on all my tours. You can see all my latest new music videos and all my new hits that I'm about to create at TheBrooklynJ.com. But if you Google The Brooklyn J, everything should pop up, all my social media. So you cannot miss it. Go right now and hit that green button. Follow me today.
Make sure you do that no matter where you are in the world. We are streaming in 11 different countries. So I want every single person who has access to Google, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
I'm also on iTunes. You can go right now and find my songs on iTunes. That's right. You can't
definitely
forget about iTunes.
Go get the music.
Brooklyn J.
The Brooklyn J, TheBrooklynJ.com. If you ever forget, make sure you can replay this show. All of his music will be attached to this show at blogtalkradio.com/MizJ in the morning. Those of you who follow me on Twitter and Facebook, all of Brooklyn's information will be there as well. So there is no excuse to support the internationally acclaimed choreographer, pop star, Brooklyn J. Thank you so much for being my guest today on the show. I am truly inspired by you and your journey. Love you so much. Can't wait to get to, I'll probably have to sneak over your mom's house for Thanksgiving just to get a peek and get some food. Definitely. Y'all heard him. He said it right here live that I'm invited. So Mama J out there, thank you. I'll be there for Thanksgiving to get some of that good food next week.
That's right.
Week.
Love you, Mama.
Make sure you stay tuned. Make sure you look out for the new website, TheBrooklynJ.com. On the way out, we're going to play a Brooklyn J original, Crayon, Getting Colorful, featuring G-Dragon right here on Miss J. Thank you so much for tuning in. Catch me tomorrow on Miss J in the morning, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Love you, Brooklyn. And we're out.
Love
you,
why so serious?
Catch a crayon.